What down is
it? Yeah, I didn't realize that either. And that is very small. And I had LASIKs, and I still have to squint to see that. So.
I also did, and I had the same same problem for a while. Not because of my vision. It's 2015. It's spectacular. But that it's so far away, and that's such a small screen. But again, I think these are the kind of things that they're going to have to go through. I mean, obviously, in general, the stadium is spectacular, but there's going to be hiccups. There's going to be hurdles. They're going to say, now that we're in here, look, we need to change A, B, and C. And I think that's why the Vikings came here a handful of days ago to practice. They wanted to see what it was like. I heard Kyle Rudolph talking about he was looking for blind spots or shadows or weird angles.
Exactly.
Just looking for things that you can't really prepare for until you actually play the game. And I think the one really interesting thing that they tried out a couple of days ago was opening the doors.
Yeah.
And then today it's pretty goddamn nice out, and the doors are shut. So it's like,
because they have to tell the, you have to give the NFL, I think, 2 hours of notice that you're going to open the gates. And so
I just think it's so funny that we spent so much money on the doors and the doors are shut. It's like your wife nagging you for a 3 or 4 season porch, and then you just never go in there.
Exactly. Yeah, so. I mean, I saw Keenan Allen the receiver. He got caught up in the turf early on, and then same thing. They tried to throw him a fade, and he lost it for a second. So he actually slammed the ball down during warmups. He was so frustrated with just the turf and trying to figure it out. So, you know, for new teams coming in, they're going to have that home field advantage all season of people trying to figure this, you know, thing out of when it disappears on that side where there's no glass, and they're calling it clear. I guess clear is the new retractable, like 30 is the new 20 or whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, and then when it comes into the clear – you know, trying to find the ball again. So there's a ton of things they're going to have to work on. I think they need to get a couple more practices in here probably to get comfortable with it.
The one thing that I'm curious about, because I saw Ben Lieber tweet it out, is the picture of the play clock on this on the scoreboard to our right. So
end
zone?
Yep.
The angle, he's on the sidelines. He wasn't on the middle of the field, of course. But from the sidelines, you can't see the play clock. It's partially blocked.
Oh.
So I don't know if that is the same problem actually on the field. I haven't heard any Vikings players or obviously Chargers players yet complain about that angle. But that scoreboard is obviously gigantic. The play clock is on the right-hand side. It's tucked away. The game clock is on the left-hand side. And that's clear as day. That's right, basically right between the uprights. But look, from where you and I are sitting, we can't even see it.
Yeah, no, I can't see it at all.
But again, we're way, way back from the field. But I'm curious to see if Vikings players said they struggled to see that end zone play clock either.
Yeah, and that'll be more of an offensive coordinator, you know, the guys that are the clock management guys. You know, if that becomes an issue, they're going to have to fix it, whether they move it up or they, you know, do something. But, yeah, I mean, that's a lot of this is preseason. I mean, over here you can see it. So maybe, you know, they tell them look to your left, look to your right. You know, whatever that is. But, yeah, they're going to have to figure out a lot of these little intricacies before they get to the Green Bay game, because even these employees, I mean, a lot of them didn't know what gates were what. I was asking where something go.
Yep.
You know, I said, does anybody know where Chad Abbott is? They were like,
who the hell's that?
So, yeah, it was a ton of stuff that, you know, I think they're going to have to get this figured out. But they have one more game before they have the big, you know, night game here. And so next week they better be on their P's and Q's, because they're going to, you know, they need to have some tests.
Yeah, and I like that it's Thursday here, and then, of course, you have about a week and a half off before the season opener, and then you have almost two full weeks before the Packers come to town for the big nationally televised game. So they do have a lot of time to figure out what went wrong today, what went wrong on Thursday, and then hopefully rectify some of those problems before the big Packers showdown.
Yeah.
All right, Vikings 23-10 over the San Diego Chargers. Teddy Bridgewater 12 of 16 for 161 yards and a touchdown to Kyle Rudolph, a 127.3 passer rating, including he had that awesome 22-yard run where he shaked Phillips right out of his shorts. That was pretty awesome as well. We can talk more about that. That's Ron Johnson. I'm Corey Cove, and this is Minnesota Vikings Fan Line, and this is Minnesota Vikings football.
Let's play all day and party all night at Mystic Lake Casino Hotel. Let's spin for lucky sevens or double down with nonstop gaming action. Let's see the stars of music, comedy, Broadway, and TV live on stage. Let's raise a glass over snacks or steaks in distinctive bars and restaurants and lounge in luxury in newly renovated hotel rooms. Mystic Lake Casino Hotel. Let's go. Visit us at mysticlake.com or download the Mystic Lake app. Mystic Lake Casino Hotel, founding partner of U.S. Bank Stadium.
Hey Vikings fans, pay close attention to the final score of the Vikings game, because when the Vikings win, you win at Papa John's. Whether it's a Vikings blowout or a long field goal in overtime, fans score big at Papa John's after a Vikings victory. Log on to PapaJohns.com and use the promo code VIKES50 the day after any Vikings victory, and you get 50% off your entire order. Better ingredients, better pizza, better football. Papa John's.
Hey, Vikings fans. It's Stephon Diggs from your Minnesota Vikings. Staying in control isn't just what I do on the field. It's how I watch my favorite entertainment with CenturyLink Prism TV. Whether it's Vikings action on my big screen or TV shows on my tablet, Prism TV puts me in control of my favorites on almost any device.
Visit cprismtv.com to find out more. CenturyLink, proud partners of your Minnesota Vikings. Service not available everywhere. Content access depends on TV package, device, and location. Restrictions apply.
CenturyLink. Home team. Home connection.
Northern Tool and Equipment.
So I'm at the game with the guys.
Yeah.
Our buddy Crazy Frank even brought the body paint, but he forgot the body paint brush.
I need you to grab a 37cc gas-powered paint sprayer. Now simply unload that paint sprayer in Crazy Frank's general direction.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Well, did you get a good solid coat on Frank?
Oh, yeah. And the guy next to Crazy Frank and the rest of Section 261.
There's no problem a little horsepower can't solve.
Yeah.
Northern Tool and Equipment.
Minnesota's official source for Vikings football. FM 100.3 KFAN.
Rivers takes the snap, five-step drop, steps away from pressure, zips left, ball bounces in the air, intercepted Harrison Smith at the 45-yard line, and Harrison Smith is pushed out of bounds by Hunter Henry after a 7-yard return.
Welcome back to Minnesota Vikings Fan Line. Corey Cove and Ron Johnson hanging out the next hour or two, talking about the Minnesota Vikings and preseason game number 3, which is in the books, 23-10 over the San Diego Chargers. The teams have until Tuesday to trim their rosters to 75, down from 90. And then by September 3rd, which is Saturday, they got to be down all the way to 53. That's a process, Ron, you've gone through, right? It's a scary time, I think, for a lot of these guys that know that they may have a day or two before their name is called, and some of them by the end of the week are out the door.
Yeah, I think I've been on all sides of it. I've been the guy that, like, I know I'm on this team. I'm fine. Coach tells me from the start, you're starting. My rookie year, my second year, my third year, I was a bubble guy, stuck around, though, got hurt. Bears, then I was the bubble guy again, and then Redskins got cut. So I've seen all sides of it where it's like, oh, yeah, you know you're good. You know, I might be here, and then the Redskins flat out, I didn't even make it to training camp. So it's for those guys that are fighting for a job right now, it's tough, it's scary. You don't really know, you know, where you're going to be living because, I mean, you might get cut, but you might get picked up. And then you got to move everything, you know, whether you brought your family with you, whether you already bought a house. So, yeah, it's a tough time. And for people to think the coaches have it easy, that's tough, too. These coaches get close to some of these players. And, you know, it's not an easy job to tell somebody, hey, sorry, you didn't make it. So, yeah, it's the next 2 weeks are going to be tough.
And an angle I think a lot of us forget about, but Mike Zimmer pregame reminded us all, is that sometimes, though, even though – maybe you have a handful of guys that you're like, look, this guy has no chance of making the team.
Right.
He's not in that first wave of cuts because you need enough players to play on Thursday
exactly.
At every specific position. So maybe you have a legitimate battle at one spot, but now you have a couple of injuries like we have possibly in our secondary. Maybe you have to keep an extra secondary guy or two, and now you're letting somebody go on this first wave that probably deserved to fight it out one more game on Thursday, but now they're out the door.
Correct. Yep. Yeah, I mean, that's a coach decision. You also, I mean, some of those guys that you know maybe you can't keep, but they can for sure make it to another team. There's a human side and a business side to it. Like you said, they